Hello, and welcome to the Weekly Fraudcast, where we will be discussing business fraud. I'm your host, Dawn Brolin, a certified public accountant and certified fraud examiner dedicated to the fight against business fraud. Well, hello, and welcome, Stephen King from Growth Force, one of my fraud partners, my fraud buddies, one of my fraud specialists out there in the field who's just out there cranking. And I'm so pleased to have you here today with us, Stephen, and we're going to get to you in a second. I want to frame up what Stephen and I are up to here, which is typically no good, but today we think we're doing some good things. Today we're going to set up a six-part series around fraud, and we're going to focus on Stephen's recent release of the CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud. That came through my email one day and I saw it. I downloaded it. I read it. I was impressed. Stephen and I have been friends for a while. And I said, Stephen and I have to do something together to talk about this fraud issue. I love the fact that he's out there fighting it. And certainly fight against fraud is the purpose. It's an all, we're all in this together type of thing. So Steve, thanks so much for coming on today. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what Growth Force is up to.
Well, Growth Force is a client accounting services firm. We are focused on not just the compliance and the making sure that all the bills get paid and the billing gets done, but we're really focused on helping businesses reduce risk, increase profits, and improve cash flow by using management accounting in addition to traditional financial statements.
Love that. So, you know, for firms like myself, when we get to a point where, you know, we know a client's going to need more than we are able to offer, you know, we're a fairly small firm. Growth Force is a company that you certainly can look to supplement and, you know, improve the client experience if it's something that your firm is not able to provide, which is awesome. And we all need those types of resources. And I would say trusted, reliable, and respected. And I think that those are three characteristics of Growth Force that I would say are definite characteristics. So we're going to talk. So we're going to have a six-part series. We're going to cover cash skimming fraud. We're going to cover payroll fraud. We're going to cover check tampering fraud. We're going to cover cyber threats, employee expense fraud, and bill skimming. So we're going to talk about those six things over the course of six episodes. The schedule you'll find right on the Fight Against Fraud Fraudcast page, and certainly more information to guide you through some webinars and some other things that Growth Force is offering, which is fantastic. But today, we're going to talk again. We're going to refer entirely to the CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud, put together by Steve King himself with Growth Force. So we're going to talk about cash skimming. And so first, let's talk about what is cash skimming?
Skimming cash. You know, the reason I get so excited about that, and I love what you're doing here in this fight against fraud, Dawn, is this destroys businesses. This, you know, you work your butt off, you get some success, you finally get some cash accumulated as a nest egg for you and your family and your employees and their families. And you turn around one day and poof, it's all gone. And this happens a lot. And, you know, this ebook that we wrote was based on the report to the nations from the ACFE, which talked about this global study on occupational fraud. It's really a great read.
It is a great read. I know people will laugh about that, but I refer to it almost every day.
Totally. And it tells you all the ways that small businesses get ripped off twice as worse as bad, good English, as a bigger business, because we don't have more than one person in the accounting department. We don't have all the money for security controls. So you're really stuck trying to, you have to trust someone, but you want to make sure that you're separating that trust from the best practices. So, but cash skimming is the number one way that businesses get ripped off. And basically it's when an employee that you trust receives cash from the customer, and then they steal it before it hits the banks. And what's fascinating here in this report is the fraudsters start small. It's, you know, $350 and nobody catches it. Then it's a $500 that they're going to pay back eventually.
Right.
Nobody's watching it. Then they stop. They don't pay it back. So, you know, it's This is one that's really, really important to know about.
Absolutely. So I know, you know, both of us, we all have some stories that you would think, like, it just blows me away every day. I hear a new story and I just like, I thought I'd heard it all. I guess that's always the thing, right?
Right.
Tell us a story about a scenario you're aware of with cash skimming.
Well, it happens so many times. There's so many stories. The classic example that I happened right here in Kingwood, Texas, where we have where we live, a livable forest. There was a doctor who had a trusted office manager. She did the billing, she paid the bills, she reconciled the bank account, she owned the whole process. And she was really hardworking, you know, never took a vacation, red flag. But there was never any problems because, you know, she had great people skill, the patients liked her. But she had to go away for a wedding. She had no choice. So another person in the office took over for her duties. And on the very first day, a regular patient came in. She had her appointment. She saw the doctor. She went to pay the bills. And she pulls out cash to pay the bill. And the employee says, "We don't take cash. We can put it on a credit card or an HSA account." The patient's like, I want my 10% discount.
It's like, oh my.
I know, right? So all of a sudden, that employee knew something was up and went to the boss, the doctor. It turns out for years, the billing clerk had been offering discounts for cash payments and pocketing the cash.
Oh.
How crazy is that? We had another one on a masonry supply store. You know, it's a big company. You drive into their parking lot in the morning. There's 16 trucks lined up to get sheetrock and cement and,
right,
and plywood and all the rebar, all the stuff you need for this housing boom. And when one cashier would take cash payments, put a credit in the system for the customer payment, making the invoice go away, and pocket the cash. And the only reason they got caught was one time the customer returned some of the supplies. That's when they discovered that she actually deleted the invoices so that you couldn't even see it in the system.
Wow. That's insane. But it happens, which is really wild. And I loved what you said earlier about the doctor where the receptionist had never goes on vacation. That's one of the biggest flags.
Yeah.
You know, everyone should be going on vacation that is involved in any capacity in the business at all. We had a scenario where, there was two partners and one was in charge of the office and one was in charge of sales. So the guy on sales never around. The guy in the office was running the office kind of terribly. Their AR was always $800,000 and, you know, they couldn't figure out why he didn't have any cash. And, you know, he just wasn't running the business properly. And, you know, that's a different scenario. But at the same time, you know, it's just frightening. And just so people know, on the CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud, which will be, you'll see on the landing page of the Fight Against Fraud for this episode, on page 20, we'll describe what it is. And you'll see a little bit about the doctor's story there if you ever want to reuse it, which is cool. But, you know, we also, on this guide, we refer to page 28 because we want to talk about how do we talk to our clients about this and how do we help them understand how to avoid it or minimize the risk of that happening to them. So can you speak to that?
Sure. I mean, first and most important is a tone at the top, right? The CEO sets the right tone of what does that mean? Meaning on a day-to-day basis, you got a strong core values and ethics that makes it harder for the organization to accept that as a norm. And so if you're out, you know, trying to squeeze your clients and rip off the IRS and, you know, treating employees like cattle, people are going to act the way you act. So that's kind of the number one from a internal controls perspective. And then second is you got to separate duties. You can't have the person who is receiving cash have the ability to go into QuickBooks and delete an invoice.
Mm.
You can't have the person who is receiving the cash also be the person who makes the deposits.
Right.
If you're creating the invoice, you know, you need to not have the ability to apply payments. You got to try and separate cash as much as possible because that's how you cover your tracks.
Absolutely. You know, one of my other tips that I, you know, cash is the scariest form of payment, in my opinion. But, you know, having two people count the cash together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That reconciliation of the cash drawer at the end of the day, you know, to the system, someone checking for any potential deletion in case there's a collusion matter, which I've seen. And so if you can, the more that you can do that are not even, they don't cost anything to have two people count cash. It doesn't cost anything to have those separation of duties if you have more than one person. I, as a business owner, certainly, you know, if there's a cash scenario, I want to be the one that makes sure that the system is accurate and that the cash was collected. And I know who came in and out. You know, even if you have a simple system of how many clients came in the door that day, have someone totally separate counting that, let's use the doctor.
Yep.
How many patients charts went through that day? That's an easy thing that anyone can do. Compare that to the number of payments that were made on copays.
Yeah. And then separate the functions inside QuickBooks. In the Enterprise Edition, these were all QuickBooks clients. You can separate and lock down. And this is what we did for the masonry company when they came to us. We said, okay, the person who's receiving payment no longer has the ability to create a credit memo or to delete or edit an invoice. That has to go to a supervisor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and so those are the things that, you know, I have an article that I'm just put out today. Is today Wednesday? Yeah. That I put out today, on Tax Practice News, talking a lot about what should you be talking to your clients during tax season? What should you be telling them? What are some small tips to say, hey, listen, have you thought about this? Have you thought about implementing internal control to control this or to back up your tax return? Are you using Receipt Bank? You know, those technology solutions as we're talking to the clients and whether you're doing client accounting services, which you guys do very well, if you have clients who are just not, you know, you can't seem to get them over the bubble, you know, this is when we have their attention.
Right.
And so I think that this is the time, and that's why this topic is so relevant, these topics, because these are going to launch throughout tax season. And these are things that we need to be talking to our clients about. And if we're not, shame on us.
Yeah. I mean, this is the time of year to ask your client, is the person who's writing the check also reconciling the bank account? That simple separation. First, it's a great service to offer your clients. Say, look, you know, for $350 a month, I'll reconcile, you know, two bank accounts. Let me just take that off your hand.
Right.
And provide a second set of eyes looking at the payee on the check. It may say, you know, Sally, handwritten, but in QuickBooks, it might say AT&T. So, you know,
right.
That's a real valuable idea, Dawn.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, listen, this has been a great conversation around cash skimming. Again, check out the CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud. Steve did an amazing job of putting, I would say, the hottest scenarios together in one ebook. And I've enjoyed reading, and I refer to that as well as the Report to the Nations, which is like my favorite book. So if anyone asks me what my favorite book is, that's it. Maybe pitiful, but so Steve, just real quick in wrapping up this episode, will you tell me a little bit about what, is there something coming up with Growth Force that we can be paying attention to? Or, you know, I'd love to hear more about your webinars or whatever things that you are doing out there.
Yeah, we've got an on-demand webinar launching on January 23rd, which is kind of walking you through step-by-step each of these things we've talked about today, all the scenarios from the ebook. And then you can go to our website, growthforce.com, click on the resource button, and then you'll see under all the ebooks that we've written, including the one that we talked about today, the CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud. And, you know, we have a lot of CPA firms and bookkeeping services who partner with us because, you know, if you're offering your clients just one bookkeeper and the partner who does the tax return, then it's hard to be able to give them the kind of separation of duties if they don't get a team. So our a la carte services are a really nice complement and partner with firms that want to offer management accounting and also help reduce the risk.
I love it. That's awesome. And certainly on the Fight Against Fraud website, we'll be posting a ton of links to the specific areas. Like this particular guide will be on the landing page for this episode and many more coming forward. And so thank you everyone who is listening, and stay tuned. You'll see in the schedule on the website that we will be covering some more fraud issues that I discussed in the beginning. And the next one will be payroll fraud, one of our favorites. Thanks again, Steve. Thanks for coming on, and we'll hear you at the next episode.
Thanks, Dawn.
You got it. Thanks for joining us on the Weekly Fraudcast. Visit us at fightagainstfraud.com to learn more about how you can join the fight against business fraud. Follow me on Twitter @DawnBrolin, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.